I just mentioned our buddy Tim James, the president and CEO over at KC West Columbia Chamber, and he joins us now for our first Tuesday of the month visit. Happy Cinco de Mayo to Tim and your team, and it's great to talk with you, my friend.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, my friend. Have you tested Casey this morning on any of her spelling? You know, she beat us on Sunday down at Steelhand.
I understand that everybody beat you guys in spelling from what she was telling me. With all due respect, I guess you guys promote business better than you spell.
You're right, brother. And I was ready to just kind of get out of there. They asked me how to spell cat. I said K-A-T, but I knew it was two T's.
Oh, Lord. Wish I had.
We're having a good time.
You're adorable. Yeah, I was so glad to see you there, Tim, by the way. Anytime I get to see you out and about in town, I just get so happy anyway. I was so glad to see you. Thank you for participating.
You're too kind. I appreciate you being there. That was a lot of fun for, you know, Casey Beautification Foundation does a lot for our community. So, speaking of community, hey, man, I got another great guest here this morning, Matt Catchpole. And I think that name is catchy for most people in this area because he's been in the restaurant business for so many years. But he has launched out on his very own, and he has opened up Ike Lou, which is a new restaurant that I can't wait for him to tell you guys about.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Welcome into The Point and welcome into our visit that we love to have great local business leaders checking in with us and excited to learn all about Ike Lou. Welcome into the program.
Are you going to make us guess what kind of food Ike Lou offers?
Oh, man, I wish I had a better answer for that, but I'll try to help you with it. You don't have to guess. No, telepathy or mind reading of any kind.
I'm just curious, I want to know where the name comes from.
Sure. Yeah, that's been kind of a fun icebreaker for us with everybody. So my grandmother, who is 99 this year, will be 100 in November, is Ida Louise and never liked the name Ida. I assume she has not started liking it. She went by Ike her whole life and still does. And the only people that I ever heard her call her Ike Lou were my grandfather, mostly as kind of a pet name that I think started as him teasing her, and a handful of people that they knew so well, knew so intimately that they would have invited them into their home. So when we were trying to find kind of the Goldilocks thing in designing this business and in conveying to people what we wanted to kind of welcome, I was trying to figure out how do we communicate that. And I thought, you know, what a great honor to kind of name that after my grandmother, but also convey that we want you to feel like you're being invited into our home when you're there. And I think when you physically see the space that'll kind of, you know, it all kind of makes sense. It all kind of clicks.
I love that you named this place after your grandmother and specifically your grandfather's pet name for her. I think that's fantastic.
Awesome.
That is wonderful. Tell us about the cuisine, the menu. What are you guys offering?
Sure. So on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are open to the public as a counter service restaurant, and that restaurant happens to have a substantial focus on like kind of premium beverage offerings. So awesome wine program with a very small wine list, some really cool, you know, what I call like kind of a retail section where we have a lot of really neat, interesting bottles of wine that are priced very, very much in your favor, priced very reasonably. We've got a small kind of a tight cocktail program that we're very proud of. And, you know, some really nice beer, not an enormous amount of it, but, you know, plenty. The food, which is something that we take a lot of pride in on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's creative. It's something that they used to say stony gourmet, and now you're hearing the term high-low a bunch, where you have we've got a really cool hot dog that's got caviar on top of it. You know, we've got crab dip and pimento cheese and some things that I put on there mostly as placeholders, and the community has told us they won't allow us to take off the menu. but we also, you know, we did a soft shell crab last week over chive and spring onion sous vide, and did this like really like kind of high level classic stuff. And there's a lot for everybody. Leans a little bit on the seafood side, although we've been doing plenty of we've done like a Japanese inspired chicken katsu sandwich recently, and that's been cool too.
Kevin Cohen's mouth is watering right now.
Yeah, I'm just kind of sitting here thinking about this and thinking about what would I try first.
Well, you know, your first opportunity is we've got a United Way crawfish boil this evening at the restaurant. So we're only open to the public Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But then on Sundays, actually starting Mother's Day, we've got a members-only supper club that we're building. And, that's been fun. Those memberships are being offered to people that have been into the restaurant several times, that are really kind of buying into what we're doing. And we'll do a more elaborate menu for just a very small group on Sundays starting this week. And then Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we have the opportunity to do private events of really any nature. So we've done some pharmaceutical lunch and dinner stuff. We've done some things where it was a meeting for a corporation that needed their executives to come in and sit down. And we've done a lot of 6 and 7 course meals for 12 people in a kind of a community supper club, retirement party, that kind of thing. And we have the ability to be pretty flexible with that food, so that's been fun. And it allows us to kind of scratch the itch on cooking some stuff that's not on the menu all the time.
Obviously this is a very specialty location with a lot of specialty items and specialty menu and specialty hours and all that stuff. So how does this work? It's got a flavor to it that's got a lot of culture involved, the record club and all. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with the concept.
Well, I drank a lot in college, and I had to decide what I wanted to do.
That's a bad thing, right?
Keep me entertained. It builds character. I travel a lot. I've done a little bit of work with some of these, like the James Beard Foundation, some of those guys over the years, and there's some things that we have seen out there in the world or in different parts of this country that appealed to me, and we wanted to borrow some of the things that I thought were really very interesting. And one of those was I have just sort of lost the taste for getting up every day and running a 300-person fine dine service and doing that. It's great that those places exist and I enjoy visiting them, but it's not what I wanted to run. We wanted to run something that has inherently an element of community in it, and we want people to kind of feel like this is their. I had never heard the term third place until about 6 months ago, and now I hear it basically every day where somebody wants me to know that, they've got the place that they go to work, they go home, they've got another place that they want to feel comfortable, and we want that to kind of be their place.
I love it. I think it's very, very exciting that you're doing something like this in West Columbia. Ask that you hold tight. We're going to go ahead, put you on hold for just a moment. We'll come on back after we get a look at sports. More to come. We've got Matt. We've got Tim. We're talking to our friends in Casey, West Columbia. Ike Lou is our subject for today on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
Let's get back to it.
It's Casey and Kev
in the Bark Fireside Studio.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's get right back out to Casey, West Columbia. Tim James, along with Matt Catchpole, who's joining us from Ike Lou. We're talking about this new, very, very unique and cool dining experience over in West Columbia. And so, Matt, again, thanks for joining us. Tell me a little bit more about where you're located and how people, if they do want to start to get this vibe, how do they get involved?
Sure. Yeah. Hey, look, that's actually something I was just thinking, man, we got to tell them about that. So first of all, location, we are right behind Mid Carolina Marine on Sunset, which I think is 378, right? So that's West Columbia, just over the river from Columbia. If you take the Gervais Street Bridge, you'll kind of turn right up Sunset, and we're just probably about a quarter mile up on the right. If you took the, what I think is maybe Taylor dumps you onto what becomes Jarvis Clapman, that bridge, you turn right at your first opportunity as soon as you cross the river, and we are like really right there. So, and it's kind of a cool warehouse district looking area that we bought a Spanish language Pentecostal church, and which probably needed to be torn down and fully refurbished it, brand new everything, and we're so excited with the space. I think it's going to be fun. If they needed to find us online or needed information, we've got a website, so that's IkeLouRecordClub.com. That's IkeLou, Ike Lou Record Club. And if you Google that, the website shows up on the Google link at the top. And, we try to update our Instagram page, which is, IkeLou, Ike Lou, as regularly as we can. So I think any of those ways, people can kind of just drop in Thursday, Friday, Saturday, look online, kind of check the social media stuff. We try to keep all kinds of activity going and something for everybody.
So is there a big music vibe because of it being called Ike Lou Record Club?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. So, there's a thing the Japanese kind of did first and best, and then everybody in the world sort of followed. But in the mid-century, middle of last century, the Japanese kind of developed these things called jazz kisa, K-I-S-S-A, kisaten, and those are sort of these intimate spaces where the music is really kind of the focus, right? And the expectation is that you go in expecting to hear some cool music played on a cool hi-fi system in a kind of an intimate space. So we have a great about 40 seats indoors and about 40 seats outdoors with a kind of a, you know, bocce petanque court in the back, a little koi pond. I don't want to be a Japanese restaurant, but I am very happy to kind of borrow from these concepts that we really care about, and that was one of them. So yes, that we are always playing the music you're listening to when you're there is being played off of a collection of about 200 plus vinyl records that we've started that restaurant with, and we're adding more all the time.
Yeah, I have sources that say you've been spotted in Soda City buying records, old records.
You're being followed.
Well, there's a lot of me, so I'm easy to spot, but I also did buy a bunch of records that day, so there's a chance that's the case.
Yeah. Actually, Brian Kerouac's a very close friend of mine, so he was telling me about this incredibly cool place that's just gotten open named Ike Lou, and then it's amazing how worlds collide, because when I heard that we were going to be talking to you and talking about Ike Lou, I was like, oh, I've got the inside poop already.
So,
yeah, exactly.
Let
what
me
what
say
a great
this.
Grad Brian is, too.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So I was on the website, and the website's great. Like, it gives you, it's informative or whatever, but this Instagram is money. It's got videos that show you the full inside of the space, the outside patio. Like, this Instagram is got, it is building big FOMO vibes. Like, I absolutely do not want to miss out on the opportunity to come to Ike Lou, because your Instagram is doing this incredible work here.
I'm glad you brought that up. That is really where the focus has been. I have control of that website, and I left it intentionally kind of like partially built when we opened, because I didn't want to say we were offering something we weren't doing. And I thought the first time I have 2 hours free, I'll fix it. And when that happens, I'll let you guys know.
There's this whole reel on here from Big Dave Eats, and it's got all the food that he's trying. And oh my gosh, man, I'm like Kev now.
We had Dave come from Greenville. We had a guy, Andrew Loves, I think is his handle, from Charlotte. A couple people from Charleston, a couple people from Atlanta. We've had a great regional response so far, where we've got people driving from a couple hours away to come see us, and I think that's cool. Hey, something, and I'm not trying to be super long-winded with this, but something I wanted to bring up is we're calling it Record Club because we want to kind of remind everybody that the music is an important part, but this is not a private space. This is something that everyone is welcome. We have a little sign on the wall that says, all y'all are welcome, but you got to act right. Right? So I want it to be the nicest meal a blue collar environment can offer. It feels like coming into somebody's home. And this is definitely not a highbrow situation. It's just something where we want you to come and have a beer and enjoy yourself and a hot dog. We also are very, very happy for you to come in and have a bottle of champagne or both, you know? I've got a Miller High Life 40-ounce for anybody that really gets thirsty.
Well, I know you'll take care of everybody depending on what they might want. Real quick, before we run out of time, let's go over the specifics again. Your hours and then the membership and all that kind of stuff. Just tell people how they can find you guys.
Sure. No membership for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that's 3:30 Thursday and Friday afternoon until a little after 9. And then Saturday we open at 11:30 in the morning. So we have kind of a brunchy daytime thing going on. Cool menu that changes all the time. But all of that is open to the public, and that's counter service. You order, we'll bring it to your table. You hang out and enjoy yourself. Forget that you're in Columbia for a little while.
Yeah.
And then on, you know, have them come in first and they can ask me about the membership. We'll deal with it that way.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I love the concept. I think it's pretty unique, obviously, to the Midlands area, certainly unique to the West Columbia area. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are trendy, but this has got the kind of thing that I think can really be a place where you can go and run into people you know and find people to be part of your circle.
We are hoping that it has staying power. I think it does. We've had an awesome response from the community so far, and we are. I'm hopeful that I'll see you there. Maybe you and Brian can come in. We'll hang out.
Yeah, my cool factor goes up the moment I'm around Brian. So I like to be, you know, his sidekick any chance I can be.
You know, like G.I. Joe said, dude, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, he oozes cool, so that's fine. Listen, it's kind of like Tim James also oozes cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So very good. Hey, listen, Matt, congratulations. This is a phenomenal concept, and we're excited about it, and we'll do anything we can to help promote you guys. But really appreciate you getting involved with the chamber and getting involved with Tim and all. And Tim, great stuff. Way to bring the new folks to us so we can learn.
Absolutely. Thank you and Casey so much for all you do. Appreciate your support. And as you were noting a moment ago, Thursday is a big rain out, so our golf tournament is going to be postponed until August the 13th.
Yep. We'll make it even better. Make it even better.
Okay.
So, hey, thanks, guys, so very, very much.
Appreciate
Congratulations,
that.
Matt. Good
Thank
stuff.
You. Have
really,
great
really
day.
Cool.
Bye.
What a concept for Ike Lou.
Oh, man. This place, I'm not kidding about the FOMO vibes. Like, this Instagram has got me hooked. I cannot wait to go.
I just love innovation, and I love people bringing new things to our area. And so I love it, love it, love it. Add to the culture.
Good stuff.
When we come back, it's our friend who's all about culture, Miss Stephanie, joining us from Oakleaf Village of Lexington. Stick around. This is The Point.
Mornings with Kev.